home care. How can I help you?
Hi, yes, this is Paris calling from Keystone.
Who's this?
Paris.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for returning my call. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. So I sent you a text regarding Kenneth Wilson.
Yeah, Mr. Kenneth Wilson. Yeah.
Okay, so you said you're not going to be able to do assessments this month. I was wondering if you were able to send someone out to do it.
Well, I spoke to him yesterday, and we scheduled an appointment for the 24th.
Oh, okay. Let me take note of that.
If somebody cancels before then, he already knows he's on call. So if somebody doesn't or can't make their appointment, I'm just going to go to him that day.
Oh, okay, perfect. So you're going to be going to him on the 24th?
Yeah, that's the day of his appointment. If I can get there before that, like not tomorrow, but it's like say on Monday my person doesn't answer, then I'm just going to go to him.
Okay, that's great.
So I told him
that
if somebody cancels, be on call, I'm just going to come that day. He was like, okay, that's not a problem.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for the update.
He has care. He does get care.
He does get care.
I'm not sure. He gets 16 hours a day.
Yeah, but they want to switch because they're having issues with payment from the other agencies.
So that's the thing. He wants to switch agencies. I don't know where he's getting care from because he doesn't have an authorization under Keystone. I'm not sure I don't know what agency or what insurance is covering him.
What do you mean?
So I can see his home health aid authorization.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not through Keystone.
No?
No.
That's so weird. Aren't you the service coordinator?
Yeah, I'm his service coordinator, but I don't know where he's getting hours from. That's my point. Like, I can't look at it right this second because I'm leaving one visit, and I haven't made it back home yet to get on my computer. I just wanted to return your call.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get back onto my computer, well, I'm going to take a lunch break, and then I want to get back
fine.
To my computer.
Okay, so just let me know about the assessment.
Yeah, he has no active authorizations from what I remember. So if he has no active authorizations, I don't know where he's receiving the hours from.
So, okay.
All
I believe that's why he needs the assessment because he is not active.
Right. But he told me that he gets 12 hours or 16 hours. He gets a lot of hours.
Oh.
He said somebody comes in his house all day. He wants overnight care, extra hours for the nighttime.
Oh.
Somebody comes in from 7 to 7 daily.
Yeah?
Yes. So I'm not sure who or what or where or how. So somebody comes in his home 12 hours daily from 7 to 7. And he wants hours longer than that. Which
okay.
I honestly want to say Keystone's not going to give them that. But I'll still go out and do the best.
Mhm.
I explained that to him.
I guess let's find everything out of the assessment. Now let's take it from there, right?
Yeah, and then I got to figure out where his home health aid is coming from.
Yeah.
He's paying her.
Okay. So let's be in touch.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.